Ever get those like last minute trip planning freakouts?
Yeah.
You know, where you suddenly think, wait, can I even bring that?
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving into that exact question, specifically about traveling with, you guessed it, ZYN nicotine pouches. We found this super helpful article breaking down all the do's and don'ts of getting through airports and even going international with your pouches. And thankfully, we've got our expert here to walk us through it all. So let's just get right to it. What's the TSA stance on these pouches? Are we good to pack them, or are we going to have issues at security?
So the TSA is actually pretty interesting with this one. They don't have a rule specifically against nicotine pouches like ZYN. So generally, you're fine packing them either carry-on or check bag. Doesn't seem to matter.
Okay, that's good news. Although I do feel like there's a but coming here. There's always a but, isn't there?
Yeah, you'd be right about that. The TSA might be pretty relaxed about it, but each airline can actually have its own policies, and some are way stricter.
So it's not even really about getting through airport security. It's about whether the airline itself will let you on the plane with them.
Exactly. You could breeze through security with your pouches, no problem, and then have a problem right there at the gate if the airline has decided they don't want them on board.
Wow. Okay. Lesson learned. No assumptions. How do we avoid that whole last-minute pouch scramble situation?
Honestly, a little research before you head to the airport can save you so much trouble. Before packing anything, go straight to your airline's website. They usually have a section called something like restricted items or maybe baggage guidelines. That's where they'll spell it all out.
And finding that info online in advance is way less stressful than a potential confrontation at the gate. Am I right?
100%.
All right, so we've got the TSA figured out, double-checked with our airline. What about if we're taking this ZYN journey international?
See, that's where things get a little more complicated. Imagine, each country has the power to make its own rules about nicotine pouches. Some might be totally fine with them, some might limit how many you can bring in.
Right. Nate, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Some countries might even ban certain brands or even just specific flavors, which would be kind of a bummer if you didn't know beforehand.
So it's not as easy as just packing what I think I'll need for the whole trip. I actually have to like customize my nicotine pouch strategy depending on where I'm going.
You got it. I mean, imagine getting through security at your destination, feeling all good, and then having your pouches taken away at customs because the rules were different there.
Okay, you've officially created my new travel nightmare. Give me a second to recover from that visual. How do we avoid falling into that trap? What's the best way to find that information?
All right. Don't panic. This is all about being a traveler who's in the know. So before even thinking about packing, take a few minutes to look up the specific rules for nicotine pouches in the country you're going to.
That seems like really solid advice.
Yeah.
I'm assuming those kinds of rules aren't exactly posted on like travel blogs and stuff. Where are we supposed to look for that info?
Stick to official sources for this one. Most countries will have all the details about customs regulations on their government websites, and there are usually specific sections about tobacco or nicotine products. You can also check out travel advisories from your home country. They're good for flagging any unusual rules you need to be aware of.
Okay, so that's airline research, destination research. What else? Anything else crucial to keep in mind as we try to navigate customs? That feels like a place where a little extra knowledge can go a long way.
You know, it's funny. One thing that people often forget about with customs is you gotta declare your nicotine pouches.
Oh, wait, really? Even if I know for sure that I'm under the limit for bringing them into that country.
Yep, even then. It's all about transparency when you're going through customs, you know? Many countries have what are called duty-free limits on tobacco, and a lot of times those apply to nicotine pouches as well.
Okay, duty-free limits. I feel like I've heard that before, but remind me, what exactly are duty-free limits and how do they work with my pouches?
So basically, duty-free limits mean there's a certain amount of stuff you can bring into a country, like tobacco or alcohol or even fancy perfume, without having to pay extra taxes or fees on it, like a little traveler's allowance. But, and here's the catch, those limits, they're different in every country. And if you accidentally go over, boom, you're hit with fees.
So let me get this straight. I've done my research. I'm under the limit. But because I didn't declare the pouches, it looks like I'm trying to sneak something past customs.
Exactly. And you definitely don't want that kind of attention. Even if you're well within the limits, declaring your pouches just shows you're being upfront and you respect their rules. Better to be safe than sorry, you know?
All right. I'm convinced. Declare it is. No fines for me. So we've got the rules down, the research, that whole customs thing. Any tips for actually making the airport experience itself a bit smoother? That whole pre-flight craziness.
For sure. packing strategically is key. The biggest thing is keep your pouches easily accessible in your carry-on, not buried at the bottom of your suitcase. If you need to grab one while waiting to board, you don't want to be that person holding up the line while digging through their luggage.
Ugh, the worst. Nothing like a frantic holding up the line bag scramble when you realize you need something.
Right. And here's a little bonus tip. Did you know that some airports actually sell nicotine pouches? Now, don't rely on this entirely because they might not always have your brand or your favorite flavor.
Very true. Availability at airports can be all over the place. But it's like finding a little oasis in the middle of the airport desert if they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was curious about something. The article mentioned a few brands besides ZYN that are good for traveling, Velo and White Fox specifically. Is there something special about those that makes them good for travel?
Oh, that's a good question. Both of those are actually really good options, but for different reasons. Velo's got that really sleek, discreet packaging, which is super handy when you're traveling, right?
Oh, definitely. Especially when you're trying to keep that carry-on nice and organized.
And they have a bunch of different nicotine strengths, so you've got options. White Fox, though. White Fox is known for being stronger, with a longer-lasting effect. People who like that tend to go for White Fox.
So if it's a long flight and you need something with some serious staying power, White Fox is the way to go.
Exactly. It really comes down to what you like best and what works for you on your trip.
It's kind of wild how many things you need to think about, even just for bringing nicotine pouches on a trip. It's a whole world of research and rules. Speaking of which, what's like the biggest takeaway here for people listening who are going to be traveling with pouches?
This is going to sound obvious, but I swear it's true. Knowing what you're doing is the most powerful thing when it comes to traveling with nicotine pouches.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you do your research, that means checking those airline rules, understanding the rules of your destination, and packing smart. You're going to avoid a lot of headaches and have a much smoother trip overall.
It sounds like it really boils down to be prepared and be informed, and maybe pack a little extra patience just in case.
You got it. A little planning never hurt anyone. You know, this whole conversation has me wondering about something. With all these regulations popping up all over the world, do you think this is maybe the start of nicotine pouches getting hit with the same kinds of global restrictions as cigarettes?
Oh, that is a really interesting question.
Yeah.
It makes you think about the future of all this. Like, how are people going to travel with nicotine products down the line?
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? Like, even just thinking about packing for a trip now, it's like there's this whole other layer of research and stuff to do, especially with nicotine pouches.
It really shows how much things are changing and so fast. I mean, regulations, how people see things, it's all shifting, especially with new products and, you know, as people's habits change.
It makes me wonder what's next, right? Like, is this just the start of a whole bunch of new rules about nicotine?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, it's definitely possible. Nicotine pouches are getting more popular, and as more people know about them, we might see this push for, like, global rules on how they're controlled.
So instead of each country doing its own thing, we might have, like, international agreements or something, kind of like what they already have for certain medications.
Exactly. It wouldn't be totally out of left field. And honestly, it would probably make things easier for travelers. Imagine one set of guidelines no matter where you're going. I mean, sure, there'd still be little differences here and there, but it would be a lot less confusing than it is now.
No more spending hours deciphering regulations, more time enjoying your trip.
Right.
Well, listeners, I have to say, if you were planning on just tossing your ZYN in your bag and hoping for the best, this deep dive might have been a bit of a reality check.
It's always better to be safe than sorry, especially with international customs. Those guys don't mess around.
100%. A little research goes a long way. So to wrap things up, what's the one most important piece of advice we can give to people traveling with nicotine pouches?
Three words. Plan. Be informed. Seriously, what flies in one country might get you in trouble in another. And when in doubt, declare it. Better to be safe than sorry, especially when you're dealing with customs.
Couldn't agree more. All right, everyone, safe travels, and may your nicotine pouches always make it to your destination. Until next time.